Shalahaske b'shem Hashem, shalalim do ove v'imoy. I don't mention the name of Hashem like he thought you mentioned another name of a god. He never even heard of the name of Hashem. Because his own parents never taught him Shema Yisrael. Miyad, right away, this poor kid, Hoitzi Yiros, he thought like you mentioned the name of a god, so he took out of his pocket, he took out Hoitzi Yiros, he took out his own idol there he had, his own getchka he had. Mecheka from his pocket, or Mechapka, he went to hug it, or Menashke kissed it. Achenifka Krisoi, until the poor idol's stomach opened up, he crushed the idol. V'nofle Yerosalaretz, so the idol fell to the ground. V'nofle Hu Aleha, and the kid also fell on top of it and died there. L'kayim Hashem, the Pasuk says, V'nasati Pigrechem Apigreglulechem, that your carcasses will go falling over the carcass of the Avodah Zarah. So Kolpani, we see clearly here how much they loved the Getchka, they loved it so much they killed themselves over it. So you see, they had a love for it. The answer again is Bosa the Abikube. After they got addicted to it, after the Jews started to do it, then they could go away from it. But Lechatchila started out with the Chet, with the Taiva of Arois. Toshma, come another post that says Vayizaku b'kol gadol al Hashem. They cried out to Hashem in a loud voice. Elohim, El Hashem Elohim. My Omer, what did they say? Omer of Yehuda v'Tamer of Yonason. Bye, bye, oive, they set out. Rashi Beloshin army. Have Beloshin Gnuach Vatsuk, the scream of crying. Haino, this is the reason, the Achreve Lebeitza, because of the Chetav of Adizara, our Beitza Nidish was destroyed. The Kalya Lehechol, they burnt up the Hechol. The Katlinu Le Tzadikei, they killed out the Tzadikim. The Yaglinu Le Yisrael Miarayu, Klayasol was thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. And Klai Yisrael is still holding on, they're still dancing between us, the Avoy Dezara. Kolom Yaviseilon El Kabule Beagra. Like, you only gave us this mitzvah to stay away from Avoy Dezara in order that we should stay away from it, and we should receive reward, like the Lavan we're giving, that we should listen to the Torah. Yeah. So the Chum was saying now, we do not want this Avoy Dezara. We don't want the reward either. In other words, it's Kedai better take away the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. Because it was too strong for them, the Yetzirah, the desire to worship Avodah Zarah. So it's mashma that they had a big desire. That to get rid of it wasn't simple. So we're into it again. Bosa the Yaviko Bey, again, it was only after they became addicted to it. But the Chetchilot started out not that way. Yosve, what happened now when the Chumman finally wanted to destroy the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, you know what they did? Is Yosfu Tlasi Yomi. The Chachamim at that time sat down for 3 days straight, the Tanitha, they fasted 3 days straight. Boyi Rachmei, and they davened to Hashem, please take away the Taiva, the Yetzirah from Avodah Zarah. As after the Jews became addicted to it, it was very hard for them to depart from it. So the Chachamim had a daven to Hashem to please take away this terrible Yetzirah. So Nofalu Piskam Raki came out a letter from Shemayim to Avikosabe. It was said like this. It was written on the letter, Emes, the truth. Some Rebbe Chanina, Shemamin, from here I hear that Chosoma Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu seal? What's the symbol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's Emes, the truth. In other words, go after the truth, that's Hashem. What happened was, now that they're destroying the Yetzhara of Avodah Zarah, so Nofe Kiguria Denura, it came out like a fire lion, Mi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it came out a fire, looking like a lion. Omelu Mevilu Yisrael, so Novi said to Klai Yisrael, Hainu Yitzchad Avodah Zarah, this is the Yitzchad for Avodah Zarah, that's leaving us now. And Bahadai the Katavsulei, Ishtemite Benise Minei. Shaya, while it was leaving, a hair fell off it. While they were grabbing onto this fiery thing, Eshtemita Benisimine, a hair fell off it. Like the people, somebody pulled off a hair there, so gave a scream out that the scream went for 400 parsim. Omru, they said, Hey Chinev, what should we do now? Dilma Mishamaya Marachmiolei. Maybe in Shemayim they're having Rachmanis on him. They're going to let him live. Omle Novi, should you a bedura no take this here now and throw it into a bedura the avura no battle made out of aver lead for chesuya biavra and cover it also up with lead to shayif koli that you won't be able to hear its voice. So the kids said they took this lion like and they put him into a leaden bottle and they put him away to see the soundproof right. To see the pasuk says vayoyme zayis harishor vayashlich oisa el toychefa. So the kids said that's the way they destroyed, they got rid of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. That's why the Maaseh today, we don't have too much of a Yetzirah, we don't have too much of a desire to worship Avodah Zarah. That's not the Yetzirah we have today. That's because the Chachamim took it away. Amri just said like this, listen, since we sin now, Hashem is listening to us, it's an Eitz Rotzen right now, that we got rid of the Eitz Zara, of Avodah Zarah, Niboi Rach Mi Ayitzra Di Avera. Let's try and daven to Hashem, we should take away the Eitz Zara of Znus, of Arroyas. Like that Eitz Zara we still have today. So Rashi says, Avera means Shel Arroyas. When the Gemara says Avera, Ostam, Arroyas means Arroyas. So Boi Rach Mi, they daven to Hashem, please take away the Eitz Zara, the desire to live with other ladies. Is Imsi of Yadayu, they got a hold of that Yetzirah, Chashul Tlasi Yom, they hit him for 3 days. So what happened? Somebody was sick for her, the person was sick, and eat an egg. But they didn't find any eggs. They took away the taiva, so no chicken lived with the hen. They didn't live together anymore. Without the Yetzirah, without the desire, they wouldn't live together. Is Armus, they said, hey, Kenever, what should we do? Niboyi palgo, let's ask back at least half of it. Palgo merakia, layoivalei kachilna liena. So what looked like a kachilna liena, it was like a string in his eyes. Ahani psakoponim, they got rid of half of the eight. So Rashi, leboy lepalgo, Rashi, shleye shelot pomokim avera, kadei shleye tevei arroyis. Because we can't take away the desire completely. There'll be no kids, nobody will live their wives anymore. So they left over the desire, enough they should be able to have kids. Rashi says, they put like paint in their eyes. The Torah says, what Chachamim Turaif at least was, that people do not have a desire for their own mother, for their own sister. That much the Yetzirah was taken away. That normal people don't go after their own craving. But for other people, they still have the desire, they still here, the Yetzirah is still here. But at least for your own mother, for your own sister, that much Hashem helped that the Yetzirah was taken away. That's why there's no Issa Yichud now with your mother, with your sister. There's no Issa Yichud. We said it's not such a taiva, the desire to live with your mother. Omri Rav Yehuda Marav, Maisa Benochri Yisachas. Happened a story with one shiksa, one goyish lady. Shaisa Chayla B'Yaisa, she's very sick. Omri, she said, in Tamadu Isha Mechuyah, she said upon itself, it should become well. Is telach v'tavu the chol avodah zarah shabaylam. She go and like thank all the gods of the world. She worship all the avodah zarahs. She was a gaya. Omda she got up and omda she worshipped l'chol avodah zarah shabaylam to all the gods of the world. Kivon she gil l'poyer when she came to the avodah zarah poyer. Shailo l'kumr she asked the galochim there. But ma oivdim l'zu. How do you worship this one? Omda Lord they said like this. Listen, oichlan eat a lot. Oichlan shrad and eat a lot of beets. Some that make you go. The shayis and shayis drink a lot of beer. Or matrizim for them, then you let out in front of him. That's what you should do. As Omer, she said, listen, this I can't do. Omer, muta shetachzer uisha lechaleha, let me come sick again. And I won't worship such an avodah zarah. Such a disgusting thing, even a goya, she couldn't do. Atem beis yisrael erin kein, but you Jews, you're not that way. The pasuk says, Hanitzmodim lebalpor kitzamit posel. That they worship the balpor. The mamish wrapped himself around the bipsil like you tie up a bottle. The mamish went and worshipped the avodah zarah. V'yatem advekim el Hashem olakechem kishtei tomorrow's like 2 dates hadvukim zubizu that are attached one to the other. By the matnisa tana the brayse we learn like this. A matnisa tana. It was forgot. Rashi says shvach wesam. It was a praise for them. The davuk mashma mechubet tvei minitzmat smidim ena mechaborim. They weren't so attached. What hanitzmodim labal por kitzomid ayde isha. Just like you're attached a little bit with love to a lady. But v'yatem advek mesham lakechem. But to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael returned and did tshuva, to Vukim Amish, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were really attached. But to the Baal Por, they weren't really attached, it was just like a cover, a lid on top of the barrel. Tana Rabbonin, Maisa B'Savta Ben Olas, the name of this lady, Rosh Savta, Shem Yehudi Hu, he was a Jew, Ben Olas, B'Samuch, B'Samuch, B'Shem Akamu. Tis the name of a Jew, Maisa B'Savta Ben Olas, Shehiska Chamor L'Nochris, Achas. He rented out his donkey to one Shik, to one Goya, L'Nochris Achas. Kiva and Shegi L'Por, when she came to Por, Omru Loi, they said to Omru Loi, him didn't wait, she rented the donkey. So he was driving her. So she told him, the driver, wait for me. Achikonis, let me go inside, wait, I'll come out. The Yachas Shiyot, after she went out, Omru Loi, so the driver said to her, Af at himtini, you also wait. Achikonis, let me go in also. V'yetzei. Omru Loi, she said back to him, V'lo Yehudi Ato, what's going on here? You're a Jew. You know how to come in here. You can't come to Baal Por. Omru Loi, Yemachisbuch Loch. What does it bother you if I go in? Let me go in. Sure what he meant here, but Nichnas, he went in there, Por Bafon. That could be he meant L'Shem Shemayim. He had to use a bathroom there. So he went in there. And the Kinech B'chaitman, when he went to wipe himself, he wiped himself on Por's nose. He used his nose to wipe himself. And the stupid, the galochim there, the kalsim, like, praised him. They said, listen, you did a great job here. You even wiped yourself on his nose. That's tremendous. He thought to make fun of it, but they told him that, that's good, that's great. You're doing a great job here. The more fun you make, that was their avodah zarah. One machine told me that's your sort of hippies also sometimes. You just go crazy. Do whatever you want. That was the chet of, that was the Baal Por. No limits. Do whatever you want. That's Baal Por. Yeah. Right, mercy, yeah. Shomakach, yeah. Ha'poy ratzmul Baal Por, somebody makes the user from his bathroom, goes to Baal Por. Ha'poy ratzmul Baal Por, ha'reizu avodosoy. So you should know you worship the avodah zarah. Avagad mechavim lebizu, even though your intentions were to involve him. But so what? Since that's the derech pekach, you did an avodah zarah, you worship the avodah zarah. So I'm not sure what it means to you overlav l'chur to get k'misetzon if you mekabel upon yourself that he should be an avoid to you mekabel to be the avoid zara to be your god. Could be time you did something not nice here though. And the same thing, it's a derech avoid. You shouldn't have done it. But I don't think you chayiv mis in such a case. Hazerik evel makulis. Somebody throw stones. This avoid zara makulis. Zui avoid osay. That's the way they do it also. Afagav de mechaven lemirgma. Even though your intention is to stone it. But still it's not hero. Since that's there, that's the way the game do it, you should not do this. Rav Menashe have caused the Levei Tursa. He was going to the Levei Tursa, he was going to the city. Rashi says, Mokam. Omru Loi Avodazorahi. The Koyochi. There's no Avodazorah here. So you know what he did? Shaka pisa, he took like a stone, a piece of mud, shadalei, he threw it at the avodah zarah, just to make fun of it. Omele said back to him, no, makuliasi, this is the avodah zarah makulias. Omele, and therefore, azarah kevel makulias tenan, that you're not allowed to do it. Yeah. So they can't say he did something wrong. So Ossi came, Shobe Medrash, he asked the question to the base of medicine, did I do right or wrong? Omalei, no. Hazarik Evel Makulis Tanan. Afagav de Mechav and the Mirgmei, even though your intention is to stone it, but since that's the Derech Pekach, it's called an Avoid, you shouldn't have done it. Omalei, Ezel Ashkelei, let me go and take it away then. Let me go take away the stone I threw. Omalei, Echor Hanoitlov, Yechor Hanois Nechayim, Shno, Avoid is taking the stones away also. That's also called an Avoid. Why? Because Kochod of the Chod, the Rav Chalachavar to shoving. By you taking away a stone, you're making place for another person to throw it. So again, you're helping out the people worship their makolius. Just stay away from here. Don't stone it. Don't take away the stones. Leave them alone. Now the Mishnah says, "Hanoisein meizara lemoilch." Some Torah says if you give away your child to moilch, you chayiv misa. Rashi says, "Moisroi biyad mishor seavoy dezara." If you give your son away to the galochim there, so ain't we chayiv? You're not chayiv misa yet. Acher. Yimsru al-Moylech, the Yavar Beish, they have to walk through the fire also. Rashi says V'yavra Beish, but Gemara Meforish Heichia V'yavdi V'yafim Mikro the Tavar. How do we know this? And you need to. Mosrulam, let's say you gave it over to the Galochim, but V'loi Hever Beish, you did not make your son walk through the fire, or else Hever Beish, you made your son walk through the fire. But V'loi Mosrulam, you did not give your son over to the Galoch. Ein Chayiv, not Chayiv Misa. Achiyim Solamolach V'yavra Beish. In other words, this was not a real Avodah Zarah here. So you're not chayiv until you do these two things. You're just giving over your son to the Galochim. But you didn't really worship the Avodah Zarah yet. Therefore, you're not chayiv until you do these two things. This one, as Erev, means you're chayiv Misa. Most of Katana, what is this? Katana, Avodah Zarah, says in the Mishnah before, the chayiv Eskila. Avodah, in the Mishnah before, it said chayiv Eskila, Avodah Zarah, be'apinavshei. Hoivet Avodah Zarah is one thing. Oktani Melech, then it says this Indian of Melech. Alma moilach la b'chal avodah zara nafka. V'nafka minor the imzevach of kot lefon of potter. That moilach is not an avodah zara. And if you just shecht an animal, you're not chayiv, you're potter. So that's why the Gemara says, katoni avodah zara, the Mishnah before, katoni moilach. Those are two separate things. Moilach itself was not an avodah zara. Omer Rebbe Avin, Tanan, we learned, command the yama. Moilach la b'avodah zara. That itself was not an avodah zara. It was just a minig that the goyim did, but was not worshipping in avodah zarah. The Tanya we learned, echad lemoilech v'yechad l'shar avodah zarah chayiv. Whether you go to worship shar avodah zarah, you chayiv misa, or whether you go to do what a moilech does. So you see, moilech is not included in avodah zarah. You're right. This time I learned that, right. Echad lemoilech v'yechad l'shar avodah zarah chayiv. You're right. Rashi says, hevir zaroi, if you give over your son to moilech or to any other avodah zarah chayiv. Why? Because he holds that Sabarite Melech Nami Avodah Zarah. For Yitzchak Le'Azurei Olabeduchta Dimecha Yavdu Nafka Halemloch Shem Osa Shloikedark Is Chayiv. That's what Matana Kama holds. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Oimer La Melech Chayiv Shle La Melech Potter No Yoni Chayiv La Melech and not La Melech Yipotter. Shas La Melech Potter to Melech Dafka Ksivei Shadarka Bekach. For loy mishum avodah zarah azra lov. You're not chay mishum avodah zarah. To meich yavdu nafke elu choykul him. This was a choyk, a minig that they did. For ya Torah hikpud, the Torah didn't like this. A choyk ze biskila. The tvika husrach lichtav. That even though you're not worshipping the avodah zarah, but this manner that they did, the Torah is against. The Torah says if you do this manner, you chayiv misa. Omer Abaya, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Reb Chanina ben Antignis, Omru Zavrecha, they both say the same thing. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Hod Yamarin, that he holds Merlich is not in Avodah Zarah, it's a minig by itself. Reb Chanina ben Antignus, the tiny blood like this. Reb Chanina ben Antignus Oimer, Mefnei Ma Tovsa Torah Loshin Merlich. Why does the Torah call this Avodah Merlich? She called Shemlichu Aleim.
Anything they appointed to rule over them. And Afilu Tzror, Afilu Kisim, even a pebble or a piece of wood. Rava says, no, there's a machlokes between the two. They're not saying the exact same thing. Merlech Ara Yike Benayu. According to Lezer Reb Shimon, it has to be a Merlech Kva. But according to Reb Chanina ben Antignus, even if it's only an Ara, like a Tzora and a Kisum, also it has this halacha of a Merlech.
Even a temporary ruler is Benayim.